Immigrant advocates have scheduled several workshops in the Seattle area because of concerns about immigration raids. It comes on the heels of a federal operation to deport families from Central America. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones has the story.
Listen and repeat.
One of the first workshops will happen here at Casa Latina. It's a day worker center in Seattle.
Can you slow down, please?
Trinidad Vidal comes here regularly for classes and to find work as a house cleaner. She says lately the place has been abuzz about immigration activity in the area.
Raiding people along the side of the roads. That's the one thing I heard from the last Friday night.
It's not unusual to see immigration agents in the area, and deportation is always a concern for undocumented workers, like Vidal. But now it's ratcheted up.
Now they're like more worried about it. So because they believe they're all going to be in deportation, and because one person is going to be targeted, they believe they're all going to be sent back.
Earlier this month, the feds announced a widespread operation to target undocumented families from Central America, specifically those who came here in the past 2 years in record numbers and overwhelmed federal agencies. A recent sweep led to arrests elsewhere, but none in Washington state, according to officials with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. They also say street operations in the Seattle area continue to focus only on enforcement priority cases. But still, fears and rumors are running wild.
Yeah, because we have seen in the past how people get really into panic mode when they hear that the ICE is coming, the migrants coming.
That's Maru Mora Villalpando with Latino Advocacy. She helps set up a toll-free hotline for people to report any activity. She says part of the goal is to filter and verify information so that rumors don't lead to panic.
It's been really successful. We get many, many calls, and we have been answering calls either at midnight or like as early as 6 in the morning.
So far, she says it appears ICE is doing business as usual, and so-called raids are not happening here. Reporting from Seattle Central District, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.